I've been very interested in Lee Bay's pieces in the Sun-Times recently about Chicago architecture. One in particular I want to talk about this morning. Lee joins us now, and you think now is a good time to rethink the laws that are supposed to safeguard our lakefront. Explain, Lee. Good morning.
I do. Good morning, Bob. Well, you know, there's always so much developmental pressure on the lakefront, on the parks especially, but also the lakefront. And we saw this with the Bears stadium announcement last year. Build this giant, you know, stadium on the Waldron lot just south of Soldier Field. And it just got me to thinking about the lakefront protection ordinance and other things that were put in place, you know, in the 70s to protect the lakefront. And how effective are they if a stadium like this, it won't be built. I'm gambling that it won't be built. It'll end up in Arlington Heights anyway. But that it could be proposed and get the support of the mayor just to me shows that something needs to happen in terms of toughening these laws and making things more predictable.
You wrote that historically, if the funding is there and the mayor wants a project bad enough, it's hard for elected and appointed officials with oversight of the lakefront to say no. But historically, we've done a pretty good job, better than other cities, as far as protecting the lakefront, haven't we?
Well, we have. I mean, we there's no industry in the lakefront. There's no housing in the lakefront. You know, we've kept it public. But there was the Lucas Museum, which could have been a happening there on the lakefront. The Children's Museum at one point was looked at for the lakefront, you know, close to the lakefront, where Maggie Daly Park is now. So these things come up, and they only go away largely when they're chased away. There isn't a law that says you can't do this, or put parameters that you know that you can. It's almost like, you know, if you were to commit a crime of some sort and you only know it's a crime or find out it's a crime, when you get caught. It's not clear to you from the beginning that stealing is wrong or killing is wrong. It's only if you get caught under the right circumstance. And that's not the way to run a lakefront.
Is this new report that you wrote about from the conservation group Open Lands that will include calls for the city to update the lakefront protection ordinance going to have any teeth?
Well, you know, it depends on who listens. I mean, I think if, what we don't have in City Hall to great effect is a real advocate for the lakefront. I guess Open Lands is going to talk to the new Parks Commissioner and talk to aldermen about it. But there isn't a person that comes to mind that you think, well, here's who they should talk to because this person will carry the water on this or at least make sure it's heard. So I don't know. You know, I don't know if it'll have an effect. It should, I think, as an architecture critic, I think it should. But I don't know that it will.
It is true. You travel around the country and in many cities here and around the world, the lakefront or the waterfront, it's a dumping grounds. There are power plants and we have this beautiful, beautiful lakefront here. And the Friends of the Parks works to keep it that way. And the Chicago Plan Commission, they have say over what gets built and what doesn't, don't they?
They do. The Plan Commission certainly does. And Friends of the Parks, the advocate group, I mean, they're really aggressive, I think, in good ways. I kind of like the Lucas Museum, so I kind of wish... I kind of wish that would had happened, but on the whole, they're pretty aggressive about protecting the lake. But it takes a lawsuit for it to happen. There isn't the sort of predictability to say, well, you know, we can't build a museum, we can't build a large stadium. It's only when the hackles are raised high enough that these projects are, and essentially that's how we've protected the lakefront more than anything. I mean, you look at the Montgomery Ward suits and others. It's these private entities or public entities that act on private entities that act on behalf of the public that really protect the lakefront. The Plan Commission and others, they do a fair job, but I think that when it comes to things like the Obama Library, for instance, you got to wonder. That a huge library with a 200-foot tall tower right there in Jackson Park on the lake, is that the most apropos thing? I think the argument could be made that it isn't.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that development comes along. Before we let you go, Lee, I want to mention your column on Big Red. We're not calling this building at 333 South Wabash Avenue Big Red just yet, are we? But that's the new name for it, isn't it?
Red. Yeah, the Red. The new owners want to call it. You know, sort of unofficially. It, you know, some Chicagoans called it Big Red because obviously it was big and red there. But the owner wants to make it official and call it The Red. although I think he should repaint it so that the red stands out a little more before doing that. But yeah.
Yeah, it gets overlooked, as you point out. And they just redid a few things, including the lobby. Do you like what they did?
I do. The lobby. There's a coffee shop there Van Buren side. I guess that is. That's really nice. Has a mirrored background so that you can see yourself order the coffee, but you also see the city reflected behind you. HOK is the firm that did it. Did a really nice job, and the building is really taken care of nicely. It could use some more attention. I think it's a building that becomes better as years go on, and it's good to see it get some shine now, I think.
A nice addition to the South Loop, Big Red. It's been there a while, but as you say, it's been spiffed up. Chicago architecture, it's something to really be proud of here, and Lee Bay writes about it in the Sun-Times, and we got to hold people's feet to the fire now and then, and Lee, I know you do a good job of you do your part so we can maintain what we have around here, and let's keep in touch, okay?
Indeed. Thank you.